Hi everyone, you are listening to Yacht Femme on Yachting International Radio, where we discuss women in yachting.
Welcome to Yacht Femme, where we talk about the women that make the yachting industry. I'm your host, Andrea Tagliaferro. Learn who they are, how they got into yachting, and what they do today.
Meet Ihan Deo, exterior yacht designer and the 2019 winner of the Young Designer of the Year Award. Ihan is the first woman to win this prestigious yacht design award. She says that winning it fully opened the door for her in the yachting industry. Since then, she has inspired thousands to follow her path and become yacht designers. She works as a yacht exterior designer at Winch Design, and her responsibilities include exterior design, general arrangement, and more. Okay, guys. Welcome back to Yacht Femme. I'm here to either introduce you or meet again, Ihan Deo. She is the first female to win the Young Designer Award of the Year back in 2019. Since then, she's been doing amazing stuff. We're going to catch up on what she's been doing. But before we dive into all the amazing things in design, let's know her a little bit better and see who she is, where she's from, and what is she doing in yachting. So can you give us a little bit of background? And hi, how are you?
Hi, Andrea. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. I'm Ihan Deo. I was born in Taiwan and studied across Taiwan, Italy, and the UK. And now I'm currently working in Winch Design as the exterior yacht designer.
So Taiwan yachting, how do we get there? What's the story behind yachting?
Yes, that's actually very interesting. I love water since I was a kid. It's because my grandfather was actually a captain who had a fleet of fishing boats and lived in a very beautiful resort island. So since I was a kid, I went to visit him quite often. And when I visit him, I love walking along the harbors, especially at the tip of the harbor to see all the boats coming in and out. And I think since then, water have a strong connection with me. And this kind of memory just remind me like a love of boat, water, very relaxing feeling. So I chose naval architecture and yacht design as my major. And here I am.
Loved it. I was, my city was on the water. I saw boats all my life, even yachts. And I still didn't get into yachting until I moved to Florida and I was like sort of pushed into that world. So I'm always fascinated when people find that inspiration from so young. So again, you're in Taiwan. From there, you went to, where did you study? Was it Milan? And then from there.
In Milan. Yeah,
I studied. And then you won this award. And what has happened since then?
I think actually I studied yacht design in Milan. And after I finished my degree, I work in Milan as a yacht designer as well for almost a year. And I feel like I want to know more because I was at that moment, I was a bit struggling about interior design. And I feel very fascinated. I want to learn more. So I went to here, London, to study interior design. And right before I finished my degree, I saw the website Ambo International say about a competition. I'm like, okay, let's give it a try. And also the task on that year, back to 2019, is about a sailing boat and I'm a sailor. So I think, okay, if I'm going to do that, that's the year I'm going to do.
So for those that are not really familiar with this very prestigious award, you were saying that year was a sailor's boat. So what is it that every year it's a different kind of vessel that you design? Is there a theme involved? Like what are the guidelines that you have to meet?
Yeah, so every year, actually the task will be different. It depends on the judge committee. So they will think actually about the trend of the yacht industry to think what kind of boat people are looking for in probably 2-5 years. So in my year is the sailing boat, 80 meter, and you have to considering different perspective, including interior and exterior. And you have to also considering the ecology. So it should be eco-friendly and should be slim, modern, but also functional.
Well, you said, think of the ecology being eco-friendly. That is a very hot topic, of course, in yachting when it comes to sustainability and thinking back of the environment and, yeah, what can we do to help out in yachting? But before we go into that, you were saying that you were so interested in interior design. Then you're now with Winch Design as an exterior yacht designer. So yeah. Can you tell us more about what are your tasks on a daily basis? What does it mean to even be an exterior yacht designer?
So basically exterior, interior, I think as a yacht designer, you kind of have to consider both when you do the design. But exterior means everything outside interior, outside of space, which including the style, the exterior, and all the things on the deck, probably helipad, swimming pool, all the exterior furnitures, etc., etc. Normally, we'll work with the shipyard and also the naval architecture. So we'll receive the part from the yacht or from the naval architecture company, and we build everything above the water. So we also define the general arrangement, how many people, how many cabins were defined, and also we'll locate all the main area, for example, the staircase, the VIP cabins, the owner's cabins, and all the glass it has to fit in the interior design. So all of that is our job.
We were talking before we started the conversation that you've been here, pandemic, closed in. How have you guys managed to continue this relationship? We were discussing that you do have to do a lot of back and forth when it comes to designing your teammates. So how have you adapted to that?
So since lockdown, we actually working from home, but for some kind of job, for example, like selecting samples, or you have to discuss with the interior designer, is very difficult for us to discuss through the screen, especially you have to do the sketches and you just have to circle this, put a tracing paper and redo everything again and directly match your exterior design with the interior designer's layout, general arrangement. It's impossible to do that through the screen. So for this kind of job, sometimes we have to be very careful to go in the office to do it. And of course, sometimes for the confidential things, we are not able to bring anything back to our home. So we have to do it at the office.
Yes, we were talking about that confidential. What can you share and what can't you share? I know you are bound by a lot of contracts and confidentiality agreements, all the way from like what you're building, who is the client, and anything all the way to what finishes are you using. Is there anything that you can share at the moment? For example, are you working on a project right now? And is it one? Is it multiple projects? And can you tell us anything about them?
I would say it's multiple and we are extremely busy. We're fully occupied and it's a very good problem for us to have. And people will see when you design boats in the next 5 years.
Back in 2019, already the task for the award was to create a sailboat, thinking of sustainability. That's because of many of the things that have been changing in the industry when it comes to technology and what does our clientele want. What changes have you seen in the industry and where do you see it going?
I think like what you say, because the technology changed a lot. So first thing I think all of us are aware is the use of the glass. Because now I think the structure of the glass, we can put more and more glass on the boat without the support. So for example, like model yacht Pi, built by Fifth Ship last year, they actually use glass to support the structure itself, which is fascinating. It's a new technology, which give us more freedoms to design the interior and give the client better experience when they are inside the space. And the other thing I would say is about the age of the client. They are getting younger and younger, which means they would like to use the boat to do adventure. So you can see a lot of boat and a lot of yachts that to build explore for to fit the client's needs. So which means they need more tender garage storage area, more water, more fuel, and also you need a space to store all the rubbish and everything else, waste you have been using on the boat. So that's totally a different design from the normal within the luxury yacht, just sailing through the tropical area would be.
So you were saying we've had a change in clientele. They're getting younger. Because they're getting younger, they're also going to do more more activities within the boat, with the boat, not just relaxing and lounging around. So that has changed the completely infrastructure of what demands from you. So it seems like what you were describing is more of an expedition yacht. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. So they want to have more special, unique experience instead of just what we thought before, like people want to use the yacht as a luxury experience. They want to use their yacht to explore the world, like to go to the area we are not able to go to.
Yeah, it seems like people are changing the Met scene for the Galapagos and many different things. I would love to do an adventure on a very luxurious space where it can go back and still be pampered, but do these very outrageous things outside.
Yeah, I think back before I joined this industry, I think the reason people buy yacht is actually they want to spend money, they want to enjoy the luxury feeling. But I think recently, people like to spend their quality time with their family on a yacht. Mm-hmm. So I think the time and experience is one of the many, many reasons they want to build a yacht.
Correct. Has the pandemic also changed the design requirements for you guys? I heard it some with the Facebook groups and all that they need it now. Spaces for teaching their kids because we were doing homeschool. Some people were asking to have nurses on board for obvious reasons and health and the pandemic. Has that now changed into something more permanent that is affecting you for the future design or it didn't?
I think temporarily we do receive some requests that the client want to have like a small hospital on a yacht. And also during the pandemic, lots of our clients actually spend their time on their yacht. They realize how safe and they actually can stay on a yacht like their house. So now they come back, no matter if they charter a boat before or they own a yacht, now they want a bigger space. They want a bigger yacht, or they want to own their own yacht with more personal storage area. And also they want to design for more specific. For example, if they are a sport man, they are very keen in sport, they want to have a bigger gym, or they want to have a bigger spa, or they want to have their own wardrobe can fit their clothes in four different seasons. So that's totally a different request we received before the pandemic.
Understood. Yeah, that if you're going to be on board your boat for 3 months and you were used to doing it only for 2 weeks, I definitely would like to have a bigger closet at least personally. And yes, a nice gym, and pretty much you just transcending your normal lifestyle to the boat instead of just looking at it as like a vacation spot.
Exactly. So
that definitely seems to change and correlates with the yachts expanding in size that was coming through the years.
Yeah. Before then, they treat their yacht as a, like what you say, a short time, like a few days holiday, few weeks holiday. But now they treat their boat, I mean their yacht, as a house, like a floating villa underwater. So they are looking for the storage, the studio, library, literally everything we can imagine we are going to build in their villa. They want it on a yacht.
Well, very nice. I hope I get invited soon. Ihan, aside from that amazing award that you had, can you name us other accomplishments or even what has been your proudest day in yachting? It can be whatever you think.
I think I would still say winning Yacht Designer of the Year is one of the biggest accomplishments for many reasons. It's not just about the trophy itself. It also means it's my first milestone for myself. And also it means all the opportunity I actually have opportunity to start to see people, to attend the event like where I see you. And the more importantly, I start to receive the message and text from other, for younger generation who want to do the yacht design. So for example, I will receive a message asking, hey, I saw your article and I want to be a yacht designer as well. Could you give me some advice? Or if I want to be a young design, be a yacht designer, which kind of a skill I have to prepare? And I feel like my experience actually inspires some people. And that's such a good feeling that you actually can do something for other people. Because for me, I always believe that you only can imagine as far as you see.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like before I know I can become a yacht designer, I never know that doing a yacht or designing a yacht can be a job until I saw, for example, like Andrew Winch, or I saw Pascal Raymond, like, okay, actually a girl can be a yacht designer.
Yeah.
So I think that winning this award actually, I hope, gives some people like, oh, if she can do it, I probably can do it too. And I think that's the reason why I think that's my biggest accomplishment.
It was definitely a very powerful thing, even though I am not looking to be a yacht exterior designer. I was super proud to see another female accomplishing something else. And I see the ripple effects of like, okay, if another female can do it, maybe I can now apply, because you were bold enough to see the award on the competition on a website and say, you know what, I'll try it. A lot of people don't even try it because they think they don't deserve it. They don't see anyone that has won it that meets mm-hmm. their, you know, criteria, or they can see themselves in it. So mm-hmm. I think already competing really helped a lot of people, even winning it even more. I was super happy. I hadn't even met, you know, I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to meet her. So that's, I'm one of those people that wrote her on social media.
Yeah, one of my mentor actually like tell me, I mean, when we are chatting, she said like, just always ask yourself, why not? Instead of why I'm going to do it. So actually when I saw the website, when I saw the competition task, yes, I was nervous and I was asking myself, can I do it? But what I'm going to lose is no harm you're going to join it. And also you can put that as your portfolio. And the most important thing is I'm actually enjoying doing it. I think doing that, doing the process is one of the most enjoyable things I've ever had.
Again, congratulations again. I am so happy you. For you. You were saying you get a lot of people now reaching out to you, seeing as someone of a wealth of knowledge that could inspire or even guide them into what do I have to do to become you and lead into your footsteps, right? So I think you may have already have an answer to this. If you were starting yachting now, what advice would you have for yourself?
I would say, admit you don't know, listen and ask. Because when I just joined, after I graduate, of course, especially my first job, I was so scared to ask people and say, I'm sorry, I don't know. But if you pretend you know, then you mean that you refuse the opportunity for other people to teach you or to discuss with you. So I would say, yes, that kind of feelings you're always scared this kind of feeling. But until you ask, people can't help you. And until you ask, you will never know. So I think that's very important. And also listen how other people do, what other people do, and how they solve the problem is very important.
I really like how you say, if you don't ask, you're not giving people the opportunity to tell you. So when you think of it, it was just like, I'm robbing you instead of selfishly give me knowledge. It's just like, you are dying to share your knowledge. I'm just giving you the chance to share it. I love that. Can you tell us something that we may not know yet about you, maybe an interest or a hobby, something you want to share?
Okay, I think, yes, I'm a water person, but I also love mountain climbing. And I do meditation, and I'm a dog person.
And you're a dog first? Nice. What kind of climbing are you doing? Climbing in the UK, or do you go home to do climbing?
No, I hope I can do that after lockdown. But I did most of my mountain climbing back in Taiwan.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. With my family, you feel like you isolate everything, and you become so small when you face the mountain and face the natural.
Before we wrap up, is there anything you want to share with us? Anything, how we can follow you or something?
I think you can easily find me in Instagram. So if you want to ask me any question, you want to share with me, I love discuss with people. I love sharing ideas with people. You always can find me there. And also, if I have any new design, I will post there too.
Thank you so much for taking the time and talking to us.
Thank you, Andrea, and thank you, everyone. It's really good to talk to you.
Thank you so much for listening to The Yacht Fam. If you like what you heard, please like, subscribe, and comment. Your comment will help us reach a broader audience. And don't miss the next episode.